Rabbana, Rabbana.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
Rabbana, Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Hayyu wa ya Qayyum, nawwir qalbana.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we want to address a very important question, a very simple question, and it's a very relevant question for all of us. That question is this. We know that in Islam, anger has been frowned upon. You know what I mean? Meaning we've been asked to control our anger, to suppress our anger, to not let our anger get control of us, and so on and so forth. At the same time, we know that anger is something good. If we didn't have this within us, this power within us to get angry, it would lead to many problems. We would become oppressed by other people. And you know, our rights would be trampled. We wouldn't feel the need to stand up for our rights. And so we could ask the question as to why is it that anger is so looked down upon in Islam, or to put it in other words, in what context would anger be frowned upon? In order to answer this question, we can say this, that the anger that has been scolded and has been frowned upon in Islam is not something absolute or indefinite and unconditional. Rather, when the anger of a person overtakes the person's intellect and suppresses the intellect and does not allow the intellect and the power of reason to perform its natural and essential functions, Or in the case where a person's anger doesn't allow the person to listen to the voice of his power of reason and his intellect, in this case, such an anger is reprehensible. We don't need to remind our listeners of the importance of the intellect and reason in Islam. Reason, which has been referred to by the word aql in Islam, is one of those very essential and inherent virtues of Islam, and it plays a very central role in the Islamic universe. We don't need to remind our listeners about this. In fact, you've all heard the famous tradition narrated in the book of Hadith Usulul Kafi regarding the intellect, that when God created the intellect, He said that it is by means of you that I will reward and I will punish. And we have traditions which state that the intellect is the proof of God, the hujjat of God in man. It's the inner hujjat in contrast to the delegates of God, which comes and manifests itself in the form of the prophets and the infallibles, who are the outer hujjat and proof of God. So when anger overtakes the power of reason and the intellect and doesn't allow it to perform its function properly, or it overtakes a person to such an extent that the person doesn't listen to the voice of his reason, in this case is anger reprehensible? A certain tradition narrated from Imam Ali alayhi salam echoes this very theme. Imam Ali alayhi salam has been narrated to have said that anger is a part of insanity. Right? Why? The reason is that the person who becomes angry in most cases later on comes to regret what he did in the state of anger. Thank you for joining us on The Key. We were looking at the reprehensibility of anger in Islam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome and a PhD in philosophy on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.